Hello, everybody. Today is Friday, August 5th, 2022, and you're tuned into the Midwest Super Pixel Pros live from the Grand Forks Best Source Studios. I'm Dale, and welcome to today's show, which is brought to you by Mayor's Back the Badge Ride. It's the second annual Back the Badge Ride, and it's back with Mayor Brandon Bochensky, who is excited to invite the UTV, ATV, motorcyclists, and even golf cart enthusiasts together to enjoy a family-friendly recreation within Grand Forks city limits while supporting the Grand Forks Police Department, the Grand Forks Sheriff's Department, and the University Police Department. As part of the festivities this year at the Alara Center, we are excited to announce the Zero Gravity Outreach, a motorbike and quad aerial display. So here's your chance to show off your support for these brave men and women who dedicate themselves each day to protecting our community. So Mayor's Back the Badge Ride is August 24th from 4:30 to 9 at the Alara Center. To register, go to www.mayorsbackthebadgeride.com. All right, so many thanks for everyone for having us part of your day today on this fine Friday. You can tune in live every Friday. Join us at 2 p.m. at gfbestsource.com. We welcome you to interact with us in the live chat or by calling or texting in your questions or comments at 701-213-0863. Dig into our audio archives wherever you find podcasts by searching GFBS, or we recommend finding past video episodes in the GFBS YouTube archives. So, joining me today is Paul.
Don't suck.
Yes, the motto of the Midwest Super Pixel Pros, which I fail each and every week. Don't suck. And producer Katie.
Try not to suck.
Try not to suck. Yes, today is going to be a very ambitious show today. We are going to be, if you missed the preview on our social media from this morning, we're going to be playing video game beanbag toss with actual beanbags. So this is a game called Tailgate Party for the Nintendo, original NES Nintendo, 8-bit old school graphics. It actually only came out just a few years ago. And like, yeah, there's still independent video game developers still making games for the Nintendo to this day. They put them out on actual cartridges and everything. I saw it at that convention I go to every year in Milwaukee that specializes in retro games, and I'm like, I love the power pad. I have a power pad. Screw it. Let's get it. You'll see it here. We got the setup here in studio. We're testing it earlier today, and yeah, it's a version of cornhole, not actual, because like you're saying, Paul, there is no actual like board for the hole for the bag to go through. So,
well, and it's not just one hole.
Yeah.
Like, so you're not just aiming for like a center target.
Yep.
That's
yep, pretty much. And I think we got it. So I think if I hit the black button here, it goes to the power pad, right?
No, go to the power pad would be
my camera.
Oh, there, yeah, you go. There we go. Never mind. So yeah, there's a power pad. We're going to be checking beanbags on there. The way it works here is player one is going to be going for the blue targets. So like the ones on the bottom, numbers 9 and 10, that's worth 1 point. The middle row, 5 and 6, is worth 2 points. And the top row, 1 and 2, that's worth 3 points. And same for player 2, but they're going after for the red targets to get their points. So, yeah, that's how the points are tallied. And, yeah, I was doing some testing here. And then the way the gamepad, power pad registers the points is kind of iffy a little bit. So we may have one player standing on the other side going by the honor system there. And so, like, the way the beanbag lands on the power pad, it, like, so if it lands on the 9 and it, like, slides off or slides off somewhere else, it'll only register for where it lands on the power pad. So,
you know, the power pad, like, for how old it is, I mean, what is it, like, a genius design? Like, back when Nintendo was being super creative with all the different things that they made. I mean, the power pad is, you know, it came out in
88?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that thing's just way ahead of its time.
And we'll be actually going into the power pad a little bit here for our discussion segment here. There was only 6 games released for it. I got them all.
No way.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, I'm a nerd. Surprise. But yeah, they're actually not that hard to track down. But yeah, so I got the first game loaded up. I think we'll jump right to it here. It's called Tailgate Party for the Nintendo. You can find it online at the game developers ORAP Games. They got a Facebook page. That's where you can get it. And so here's the games they have for play. So we'll probably be doing 21 and over. So it's pretty much, I think it is an actual cornhole. Like, so like say I like make so many points and then you get so many points by how you get your bags on, like, I would get, like, the difference in points, right? Is that how it would work, or a variation of that?
Well, from my understanding of cornhole, I mean, if you land it on the board, it's one.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on the edge of the hole, it's two.
Two, yep.
And if it goes in the hole, it's three.
Right.
And then you go to 21, but if you... I think some people play it where if you break 21, I think you go back to 13.
Yep. And that's...
Yes.
That's how 21 works in here. Yeah, if you bust, you go down to, it's like, yeah, 13 or 11, right around there.
But you can also cancel out.
Yep. Yeah, and then, so that's how 21 works. Race to 21 is if you bust, you just don't get any points that round. But 21 and over is if you get, you go over 21, you still win. So we may do that just for the sake of time today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then these other games.
Well, I suppose, how does that work, too? Because, I mean, if you're playing cornhole, you know, if Katie throws one on the board mm-hmm. and it's 1 point, and I throw one on the board, it's 1 point, it cancels it out.
Yep.
Does it still do that on here?
Yep, it does that on here, too.
Okay.
Yep. So, like, say the amount of bags you got on there are worth 3 points. The amount that Katie got on there are worth a total cumulative score of, like, say, 6 points. The round will go to Katie, but instead of getting 6 points, the game, for whatever reason, decides she will get 3 points because she won by three. So okay. Is that how
it is kind of? Yep, that sounds right.
All right, so yeah, we'll get it started here. We already selected the players. There's a story mode where you can unlock other players. I was playing it earlier today. Unlocked Granny Shot, and be going as Ellie Mays. So press A to flip for honors. That is whoever goes first. So we have... looks like Granny's going first.
Do we lose the camera?
Well, I don't know. I was just turning it off for like the sake.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'll turn it back on eventually when we...
Okay, so Granny throws. Player one. So what?
Right now?
Yeah, Paul, Katie, do both of you want to go or,
sure.
or be player one? So one of you be Granny, one of you be Ellie?
I thought I was Ellie. You're right.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be Granny.
Paul will be Granny.
Good. That suits.
All right.
Well.
Okay. So yeah, we'll...
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
So there we go.
So we will go ahead and get things started here. I think I got the beanbags down there. And I think I got it so I could get the shot of Paul throwing. Do I got to hit the black button to get the shot for Paul there?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we got a fancy little setup there. There's a power pad where he's throwing.
So I should be up. Are we doing like he goes and I go, he goes and I go?
Yep, it takes turn after each throw. So, and it'll only register if you land it on the target there. So, yeah, awesome, ambitious setup here. We give applause for good luck. You guys got this. First to 21.
Okay, so I want to get the top row, or that's three?
Yeah, the top row is three. You'll be, and the blue targets yeah. for you. Katie's red targets. Did it? Nope, that was a miss. However, this game does not register misses. So you'll keep going until you land a point. Okay, wait. So... What, I think that was that looked like it landed on a three-pointer, right?
Yeah, this thing doesn't work.
No, it does. It's got to be very precise. Boom, you got three. All right, next one. I think that was a one, right? Oh, wait, actually, no, it's Katie's turn now. You take turns throwing.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to alternate.
Yeah, alternate. Yeah, you got this. All right, I think that was a one. Oh, it actually recognized. All right.
I think now it's my turn, right?
Well, Paul's turn.
We screwed up already.
Oh, no.
As far as turns, okay, never mind.
What did that land on?
Which one? Three.
Three?
No, it didn't. It was a two.
A two? Okay, you got two. We got this. All right, Katie's turn. That was like, looked like a 12. Right? Oh, it actually recognized. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh! Oh, wait, no, actually, it's Paul's turn, because it's the turn.
I gotcha. Epically failing here.
Yes. I guess. Oh. All right.
I suppose an actual beanbag, but I don't know why I kept going.
Well,
you do alternate.
Well, yeah.
Is that how it is? Is it actually alternate? Yeah.
I'm supposed to alternate.
Oh, no. No, now it's your turn, Ellie's turn.
There you go.
My turn?
Yep. It's pointing towards you, kind of. I think that... Oh, my God, it's actually recognizing better now. All right.
My turn again?
Yep.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it doesn't recognize misses, so you get to go again until you score somewhere.
Are you supposed to be aiming for the top row?
Top row's worth 3 points,
oh,
yes.
Good job.
Well, I kind of slide it towards a five. It was kind of in between. We'll give you two. All right, Katie. Oh, I think that was a three.
Now I know where I'm
at. There we go. Clear bags.
I have
Yeah, switch the camera to the power pad too.
There we go. All right, so I hit A to go clear bags, and we'll switch it. Is it on power pad?
There you go.
There we go. Okay, so Granny goes. Paul's working that underhanded toss. Looks like it landed.
Boom.
Oh, it actually recognized. All right. Katie. Miss. Unfortunately, it does not recognize misses, so we'll go until you get a score.
I go again?
Yep. It doesn't recognize misses for some reason. That's close. Should we give you 3 on that one? It was close to hitting the 4, I'd say. Yeah. Bam.
Okay.
Paul's turn. Did it recognize? I'll give it another throw. No. We're going to say that was a 2.
Sure.
All right. Woo. All right. Katie's turn. Oh, yep, it gave you 3. It recognized. Kronelka. It recognized 2 points. There you go. Staus's turn. I think it... That was a 2. What? Wait, what?
Yeah, I won. Oh, I won because I actually know where I'm aiming now.
Oh, we got an audience.
Me, or is it my turn?
Oh, no. Paul's turn, and then your turn. Yep. Did it recognize? Well, I think that was the 2, right, it landed on?
Oh, that's a 3.
A 3 per. Yeah. Woo. Okay, Katie's turn. Hey, there we go. Clear bags. Next round. So there's the score so far. Who won the round? Well, 11 to 10 points, but since there was a difference of 1, you only got 1 point.
Yeah, I'm good either.
How long do
we
go?
Whoever gets 21.
Oh!
So, there you go.
Okay.
Woo! All right. Wait, it's flashing for Ellie's turn this round. So go, Katie. Oh, hey, there you go. Nice. 3 points. I think it was that a 1?
I love
one. Wait. There you go. All right, go ahead. 2. Hey, recognize. Katie, on previous episodes, you stated you're a cornhole undefeated champion, right?
In real life.
Well, I think that recognizes a 2, right, Paul?
Yeah, that was a 2.
All right. Oh, yep, they recognize 3. Whoa, Katie's not lying.
Yeah, I'm not.
Got the skills. Is that 2?
Sure.
All right, go ahead. I think, oh my, I recognize Katie dominating. Mm-hmm. Very nice. What was that one? Okay. All right. So who won that round? Katie won it by 3 points. You got another 3 points.
What are we at right now?
Katie, you got a total of 4 points to 3. So... You only got 3 points that round because you won by 3 points. Does that make sense? Yeah, so you got a grand total. First to 21, or we just do like first,
I think maybe 11.
First to 11, yeah, just to get a little speed of the
action. We'll be here forever.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Next round. Shows Katie won the last round, so she goes again. I think that really wasn't close to anyone. Give it another shot. Next shot for Paul.
People that are walking by right now.
Yeah, they're yeah, that landed. It recognized. Next one. I think that landed. Yep. 2 points for Katie. Paul's up. Oh, that wasn't close. Yep.
Give you 2 on that one.
Ghost House. Yep, there you go.
Jeez.
Alright. One more turn each this round.
Me?
Yep, go for it, yo. Yeah, I recognize 3 points. Dang, Katie is bringing it. I think that was a 2, right?
Yep.
Alright, so there's the updated scores. Katie won the round by 1 point, so you got 1 point for your score overall, leading 5-3. Alright, yeah, go ahead, go. Oh, I think that was two, right?
Yeah, that was two.
All right. Oh, yep, recognized. There you go, Katie. Did that, what was that, two or
that
three?
That was a three.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. There we go. Oh, there you go. Go for it.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh. Dominance.
I said I'm undefeated.
So how often do you
I
play?
I said I'm undefeated. Game? Honestly, never. I don't even have this game, and I'm just a bomb. A boss.
All right. Here we go, Paul. Bring it, Granny Shot. Oh, that was a three-er. Wait, it didn't recognize. We'll give you a three. Right? Maybe. Maybe.
It's Katie's turn.
Where is it, Katie? Oh, it's flashing Granny's turn. Right.
No. Flashing red.
Oh, is it?
One second. Let me try some.
Uh-oh.
Glitching out.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Well, that's tailgate party. Like I said, the sensors were a little iffy on that one.
Okay, Malfoy.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, next ad.
We'll be playing a little bit more, a different Power Pad game later in the show. So, yeah, you'll see. Hey, how did you like that?
It was honestly and kind of boring.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry. Yeah, when I was testing out the other day, and I was like, oh, man, this recognizing the Power Pad for the beanbags, the accuracy... And the fact that it doesn't recognize misses, too. When you play the computer will actually miss a little bit. I was playing the computer for practice. I'm like, okay, how come I can't miss if you don't hit the target? And then once I realized how it was all operating, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a little iffy for how it goes on the show.
Yeah, I mean, how would it register a miss? I mean, if it's not hitting it, it's not doesn't have a sensor to, you know, it's not like a Kinect or anything where it has like a laser that's watching it.
Yeah, I think there's probably would work better in virtual reality. There's got to be virtual reality beanbag toss, right?
Oh, I would assume so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah. That is what Katie all of a sudden
VR
is.
VR corn toss.
VR corn toss. Yes. Yeah, stay tuned. Maybe we'll have to search that up. But, that is Tailgate Party on the NES. Sorry that there are some kinks in that one. But we'll be playing another Power Pad game here later. That is guaranteed to be much better, right?
I'm assuming you got track and field in there.
Of course, yes, yes. So yeah, we'll get to that later. We'll actually show it off here.
I will be Cheetah.
Yeah, Chester Cheetah, the Cheeto Man. Yes, but not. Nah. So before we get going ahead, though, we want to give a shout out for a place that will never let us down. I'm like the Tailgate Power Pad here. We're talking about our friends at Circle of Friends Animal Shelter of Grand Forks. They're located right here in the Grand Cities Mall. So if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and will be ready to come to its new home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more for donations. So if you would like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Make your family complete by adopting Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You can call them up at 701-775-3732, and they're located right here in the Grand Cities Mall in South Washington, Grand Forks. All right, so you're kind of talking about track and field, and I kind of, and I guess for our kind of our gaming related slash esports video of the week, there's this one streamer who. The guy is super dedicated. He streamed every Power Pad game to completion. So, this guy's called his channel's NES Mania. And I kind of got the videos all queued up in order here. So, the first one here is the closest we'll get to a dance game on the on the NES called Dance Aerobics. So he has a dance workout game. So you could kind of see it in action here. So, yeah. And he actually beats this game, too. And, oh, come on. Oh, we are not brought to you by this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That. Ignore that. So, yeah. And there you can see him. Yeah. So I remember seeing there was a big poster that came from the Nintendo advertising the NES games. And, yeah, Dance Aerobics was one of them. And this guy actually, he ended up, I checked out random bits throughout his stream, and he busts a pretty big sweat later on throughout it. So you could say kind of the NES Power Pad is kind of like a predecessor to the Dance Dance Revolution dance mat, kind of, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's why I said, I mean, this thing was like way ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the game almost gives you... I kind of wanted to give a timestamp for the ending, but I fear that... You remember the Pokemon cartoon controversy in the day? Like, the crazy strobe flashing lights kind of gave kids, like, seizures?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the ending for this game. It flashes a bunch of crazy lights and say, here's your dancing crown, and you're the dancing champion. And, yeah, it continues to blind you with flashing lights. So we'll jump ahead to the next video here. The game's called Short Order. And this is pretty much Burger Time... a crazy super version of Burger Time. Yeah, imagine an obscene workout version of Burger Time. So they got to memorize the pattern. It's like Simon says, memorize this pattern to make the ultimate burger. You can see the guy here watching here, Mr. NES Mania. Somehow he beat this game. He beat all these games. See him shake his head for what he has to do. Yeah, and he made an error, so he has to restart it. Well, you get the best grip if you don't use socks. Or else you'll be sliding all over the place. But he kind of gets it down here as he goes on. I'm just like, oh, man. But he's cheating. He's leaning against the wall for support. But yeah,
you can see he's getting tired.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of jumped at random points of the video, and he's just... Yeah, he's cursing up a storm. You can go ahead and jump to the next game here. 14, and I think I got the timestamp queued up. It's for a game called Super Team Games, and it's pretty much like an obstacle course game. So, yeah, you can go ahead and get that going here. So, and yeah, I have all these. So, yeah. So, yeah, there weren't too many officially released Power Pad games during the NES lifespan, only 6 or 7. But, yeah, this is Super Team Games. It's like it's like an obstacle course game. You can see what he's doing there. He's kind of rotating the feet there in a nice little dash and make his way across the field. And occasionally you have to jump and crawl underneath obstacles. So a little different power pad inputs there. So yeah, pretty simple. Or like Wipeout without... Well, I guess you can kind of get dunked in water in here too, like he's swimming across there. But yeah, so that is Super Team Games. And we can go ahead and jump to the next game. I think I just got one more here. And this is a game we may be playing later on in the show. World Class Track Meet. So, and you see the guy here getting ready. They're going to do a 100-yard dash. There's also hurdles and other stuff. So, ready, set. And there you go. You can see once he starts off, just... There you go. Here's practice for later to keep in mind. Mash your feet to go faster. Yeah, super quick and easy.
The 5 and 6 are not very responsive anymore.
So yeah, he really creamed the computer there. He had a big old mad dash going. But yeah, you can go ahead and pause it there. That's pretty much all there is for that one. So yeah, those are just... I wanted to show his footage for the game Street Cop. It's like a kind of like a platformer type Mario type game where you're a cop trying to stop those criminals. But he's wearing a shirt with a naughty word on it, so I couldn't air footage. That's for later on. Yeah. You can find out him trying to beat all those games. Yeah, it's NES Mania. So yeah, those are just a little array of the Power Pad games. But I don't know, some crazy little history with that was when I saw this Tailgate game, I already had this World Class Track Meet game. I was like, you know, there weren't that many Power Pad games released, and I looked it up while I was there at that convention, so I was like, yeah, here's World Class Track Meet. How many more are there? There's like 5 more, so I went around that whole convention floor. I showed footage on prior episodes in Milwaukee. I'm like, let's see if I can hunt them all down. How much are they going for? And luckily, they all weren't too expensive, like around the $10 to $15 range. So yeah, we got Street Cop, we got Super Team Games, and Yeah, this is like a two-in-one game combo, short order and explode, that crazy burger time game, and athletic world, which is kind of like another track and field obstacle course type game. So yeah, the vast, very, very many games for the Power Pad. Paul, did you ever get a chance to play it at all over the years?
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, yeah, we played track and field on it all the time.
Yeah, that was like the only one I played too. I never saw any of these other ones for sale until a few years ago when I intentionally went hunting them down. I mean, the Zapper got more support than the Power Pad. I remember playing at least a few different Zapper light gun games.
Was that the gun?
Yeah, the Duck Hunt one.
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah, that thing was awesome.
Yeah, loved it. Loved that. And that was like my my first. Our family got the Nintendo, the Power Pad set with the 3-in-1 games with Mario, Duck Hunt, and World Class Track Meet.
I think I remember one of my friends having, you could put the gun in like a rifle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was like an attachment, and then you'd have like a like an actual kind of like rifle, but you just take the Zapper, is that what you called it?
Mm-hmm.
And you just insert it into it.
Oh, wow.
And then you would have like the actual shoulder thing and,
oh, wow.
And all that.
I'll have to look that up. I remember seeing that for the Wii Zapper. You put the Wii remote inside like a gun like peripheral, and a version of that. I think I remember a version of that for the PlayStation 3 with the Move controllers. Put in like a big old rifle looking device. But yeah, I had no idea there was that for the NES.
Yeah, maybe I'm just thinking of one of those. I could be wrong, but I thought one of my friends had it.
Katie, any memories of all from what we just showed at all? People like old attic family members, like check this out.
None.
Oh,
this came out before Katie was born.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, super old school. But yeah. So a quick reminder for those tuning in: do you remember the Power Pad? Well, we want to hear from you. Were you a dirty cheater in World Class Track Meet? Let us know. Share us your memories or first time reactions in the live chat or by dialing or texting in 701-213-0863. And you know, we'd also like to give a quick heads up just to help support Grand Forks Best Source by checking out the donate link at the top of the gfbestsource.com website or in the About section on our Facebook page. Every donation helps us out with our overhead costs and just helps keep the lights on, so please donate as little or as much as you desire. And another way to help us out, too, if you don't want to go that route, is just leave Grand Forks Best Source a review on your favorite podcast app. A 5-star review is a great way to help support GFBS and helps just spread the word. So we thank each and every one of you for having us part of your day and just for supporting Grand Forks Best Source. So with that, just two major game, not even major, just noteworthy game releases this week here from the list I saw looking through the other day. One of the games called, despite the name, it's not like really how it sounds. It's called Turbo Golf Racing. I was looking up footage. It kind of looks like more like Rocket League. Miniature cars bouncing, you know, your miniature car going up to a golf ball. It looks like a big, like the big soccer balls we were kicking around in Rocket League a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So that looked like it could be pretty decent, and actually is getting a decent amount of hype. Not a lot, but more than I thought it would, probably because it's a Game Pass game too, so if you have a Game Pass on Xbox, you could play it that way. And then the other game was called South of the Circle, out on all platforms, kind of like an interesting narrative adventure game set in the Antarctic. So yeah, those are the only two major noteworthy game releases this week. And so yeah, next up, we got our discussion segment for the week here, and this is called, just kind of going hand-in-hand with like the dance aerobics game we got showing out there. It kind of got me, reminded me of the big workout game craze. Kind of curious if anyone here kind of got into the workout game craze, kind of following up. Dance aerobics, I want to say, was probably the original, but I guess I got a couple games queued up and kind of got a few highlights here in the background. Got the image queued up here, too. Here's a few games we'll be talking about. I guess before we jump into it, Paul, Katie, ever get into the workout game craze? I guess you could count DDR is a crazy workout game. I remember hearing how some schools, like that was offered as a class to do or like an elective like that to play DDR to help kids promote fitness and stuff like that.
You mean Dance Dance Revolution?
Yeah, Dance Dance Revolution, yeah.
We have it in the studio here, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we got a Wii right over there.
Oh, yeah, nice. Or Just Dance also is pretty much
the... Or maybe, right? Maybe we have Just Dance. I don't know. It was one of the three games I got with it that I bought it.
Yep.
Used on buy and sell.
Buy and sell.
I absolutely love Dance Dance Revolution and Just Dance, but yet we have it in the studio and I haven't even played it once.
Yeah, I think you don't need a mat for it, right? It just recognizes it off the Wii remote, the motion control. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Well, in fairness, I do spend $70 a month for a gym membership that I haven't been to in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
Applause.
Well, I guess I just like supporting the gym.
Yeah. All right. Support the gym. Nice big donation. Yes. Yeah. Which DDR and Just Dance games were the most into, Katie, over the years?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, like, the different versions.
Which systems were you into the most? Was it Wii?
Just the Wii. That's the only one I've ever played.
Just Dance 4 on the PS3. I really got into that one for a couple of months. I played that way longer than I anticipated.
I just remember the one at the arcade. Had the arrows on the platform that everybody was into. That was hilarious.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the arcade was where it originated, Dance Dance Revolution. And those had the heavy-duty, like, steel mats that were locked down to the floor. If you're playing at home, you kind of had, like, the power pad, a mat like that quality where, I mean, it was decent for home, but odds are, if you're not watching your balancing, you get the mat to slip and slide everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would watch some people play that at the arcades, and I'd just be like, they are excellent at this. I am nowhere near as good as these people. One person I saw playing, they even had like their own a towel assistant there, giving them wipe down, and then here's a water bottle and a high five after each song. I was like, oh man, this guy must be a pro player or something. I don't know. Did you ever see any of that intense DDR competitions over the years, or classmates, anything like that? Katie, were you a pretty excellent pro at DDR, Just Dance? How would you rate?
I was pretty good. I know when I went to West in kindergarten first, and then 5th grade, we played it in the gym class for like a week. It was fun.
Oh, they had like a week-long session?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, they did not have that. I remember in gym class they had dance week where they taught us a few different dances, but it was always just one song on repeat. It was the You and Me Go Dancing in the Dark, that country song. Mm-hmm. I forget the proper name for that song.
I had sprints.
Sprints.
What's sprints and lines.
Oh, line dancing. Okay.
No dancing.
Oh.
Just you run from one end of the basketball court to the other.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, yep.
Yeah, there was no pleasure in our Phi Ed class.
No dance week?
No.
Oh, man. Well, I did find two videos here for kind of some workout games to queue up here. One of them was, I'll probably have to mute the volume on the second one, but not this first one here. This first game, there was this, I found out about this. It is available in very limited quality.
Katie Cameo.
Yep. There we go. Very limited quantities. It was a game called, it was called the, what I got here, the Life Cycle Entertainment Bike for the Super Nintendo. And it cost a ton, but it was actually like an exercise bike for the Super Nintendo, and it worked for a few mini games. So, yeah, we can go ahead with footage here.
The resistance increases and vice versa.
Here's some footage of it. Yeah, like a little bike racing game. And I don't know if it's possible to jump ahead in the video. We could see what the actual bike looks like on there, maybe. I don't know if we could maybe see. There we go. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this was a Super Nintendo game.
Wow, they really got into it. That's the first Peloton.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, Kelsey Lewin, you can see that's the name of the YouTuber here. She did a big full-on review for it. So, and you can jump ahead to the next game here. This is a game called, actually, I had to review this game on the Wii, a game called Walk It Out. And
so that exercise, when did that come out?
That was like 93, 94 for the Super Nintendo when it was out in state. And it had a very limited run because it cost a ton. And you kind of had to like special order it.
Kind of like a Peloton.
Yeah. Yeah, those have been like the big thing in the workout scene for like the last few years, right?
Oh, they blew up over COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's stuck in their house. And yeah, I looked at one because my wife wanted one. I was just like, it was crazy because they want, you know, like $5,000 for the bike. But then they also want like $100 a month for a subscription. I was just like, this is just a massive money.
Oh, it's got to be like always connected online or something? Or?
Yeah, because you do like these workout videos, like, you know, and you can do them live with, you know, people kind of like you're in a, what are those exercise bike thing that go on a gym?
What's that?
Not Zoom. Katie, you would know. Those, when you're in the, like at the gyms and the cycling classes that they have
at the gym.
Yeah, what's it called?
Boomba or something.
Oh, Zumba.
Zumba.
No, Zumba is dancing, but the ones where they're on the bikes and they're all
cycling class.
Yeah, I guess like whatever. Yep. But yeah, so it's basically just bringing that into your home. But they want a monthly subscription, and it's like,
yeah,
this is, and then they want another $5,000 for the bike. I'm like, no, no.
It all adds up to be a crazy amount. I noted that drumming in the Rock Band and Guitar Hero games, I had drums. That drumming can work out to be quite the workout. I used to be the, whenever I'd play Rock Band nights with buddies, they'd be like, all right, Dale, you could actually play the drums kind of okay. You're the drummer. I'm like, okay.
Isn't it called spin?
Spinning?
Spin cycle?
Spin, yeah, or something like that, yeah. Anyway.
But
I'm curious.
But yeah, other than that, I got a couple. There was a couple other games. I kind of got them in the background here. Wii Fit was big for a while. Well, that took off for a couple of years. You guys had tried that, the Wii Balance Board?
Well, I didn't try it. I remember it, though.
I tried it for one game. I had a review of this game we got coming up next. The outlet I was reviewing for at the time was, you want to review this game called Walk It Out for the Wii? You need a Wii Balance Board. I don't have a Wii Balance Board, but I knew a friend did, so I borrowed his Balance Board. And this game, all there is to it is just... you can go ahead and go. I turn off the volume because I got licensed music playing in the background. You just literally walk, and you gain points there for marching to the beat of the songs, and you use the points to unlock like parts and buildings for your island. And I absolutely hated playing this with the Wii Balance Board because you had the way for the Wii Balance Board to recognize you walking. It wasn't like the dance mats, because it's also compatible with the dance mats. They recognize steps. You just have to lift your foot halfway up to recognize a step and halfway down. It was this weird, just arduous task that did not work at all. And it just led to an absolutely horrible experience. It's one of the few times I gave a game like a 1 out of 10. And it turned out over the years is probably like the game I got the most critical feedback on, because I got... probably a couple dozen emails over the years when I reviewed this over like about a decade ago from angry senior citizens saying, this game helped me stay in shape and stayed active. And
it would drive me insane if I had to work out at home.
No, like it, not even like on like a elliptical or exercise bike like that.
Well, it just makes me feel better knowing I'm like getting out of the house and going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, no, that's what I prefer too. Either going out to the gym or just like going out for runs or walks.
Oh yeah, I got a bunch of weights and a treadmill and everything at home, and I swear that the dust on the weights is actually heavier than the weights themselves right now.
Yes, yes. Oh man. Yeah, I got one dumbbell at home, but I can't remember the last time I used it. But I do yoga at home. I like doing yoga at home. But
you're crazy.
Oh, yoga's great. Yoga is phenomenal.
I can't stay still for too long.
What, you don't like yoga? No. Not yeah. Really. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
I know the standing tree. That's about it.
Yoga pro. Yeah. Yeah.
I did take a yoga class when I was in college, and it was probably my favorite class that I took in college.
Because you had to do nothing.
No, because I sat in the back, and I just looked at all the girls stretching.
Oh, gosh. Of course. And then I guess
just like the only other three guys that were in that class. God,
why are all the guys in the back of the class? We know what's up.
Of course.
Oh man. But other than that, I guess the last one I got to mention here is on the Switch, there's been a couple of fitness games taken off. I got one of them in the background here. Ring Fit Adventure, where it's kind of like how we're talking about putting the remote inside a gun. There you can see you're putting the remote inside that wheel-shaped device, and you use that to do a bunch of various different workouts at home. And I guess, like, during the early stages of the pandemic, kind of like the Pelotons, it was taken off and it was hard to find. It was selling out everywhere, kind of hit at the right time. But yeah, supposedly that has a bunch of various workout programs and stuff in there, too, and it got pretty good reviews. And then they also got... fitness boxing, where Nintendo published both games, and it's just doing various boxing patterns and to the rhythm of songs, and they got two of them out on the Switch, and supposedly both got reviewed pretty well and received pretty well. So yeah, those are your workout games discussion segment. And with that, I guess there's one last thing I was going to mention, I guess, here too. I guess you kind of got a little bit of experience on this, like the potential for workout games and virtual reality. I'm curious to get your guys' perspective now that you've been getting more into virtual reality games for the last month or two here.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to take off huge.
And just kind of just from what we tried in the studio, I mean, like in Beat Saber, that could work out a pretty good sweat, too.
Mm-hmm.
And like I tried at a friend's, she pretty much showed me. I didn't try it out. I think it's on the PlayStation 4 VR, a game called Supernatural, which looked kind of like Beat Saber, but with but more in like environments than trying to do beat actual lightsaber type swings and stuff. You're just... similar type movements, but in like outdoor environments, kind of.
Well, even in that, when in the movie show, when we reviewed that, we met in VR, one of the girls in there, she actually hosts a room where she teaches belly dancing.
Belly dancing?
Yeah. And I mean, because people, they put on the full body unit or whatever, you know, with the sensors, so it senses your entire body. And yeah, people are actually taking dance lessons in virtual reality, which makes a lot of sense because, I mean, to try to take a dance lesson, you know, to go somewhere, that probably takes a lot of time and money, and I think you'd be more committed if you were to actually do that, but to just be able to slap on a headset at home and learn how to do the tango right in your living room, and you're doing it with another person that could be across the world. But yeah, I mean, because you actually have a partner that they're learning the other steps, and you're actually dancing in virtual reality.
Yeah, and it looked like it got to be a pretty successful business for her on virtual reality there on that documentary.
No. I think she's gotten a little bit more now, but then I also saw, you know, I mean, these things cost a lot of money, but there's a guy that actually, he has like one of those running machines, but he had a thing that could suspend him, so he was actually swimming. So he's like hanging from his ceiling, and he's actually swimming in virtual reality.
He's hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. I want to do that.
Okay.
I want to do that. Sounds fun. I want to swim under the water in virtual reality.
Yeah, it's a thing. And I mean, like I said, they even have those things that, you know, you put on your slippery socks and you're strapped into this machine and you actually just run in place.
Oh, man. Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, they're just insanely expensive right now.
Oh, no. Yikes. Like the games are like just like the virtual reality setups and all that?
Yeah, so like you can have a virtual reality machine where, you know, you're on like this platform and you're kind of strapped in. And so, like, first-person shooters, so they can actually run in place. So as opposed to, like, using a controller to try to move it, actually, you're actually running, and you're, you know, you got your gun, and you're looking around and doing everything. But one of those machines, I mean, I think they're upwards of, like, $8,000.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, that could definitely prevent it from selling, moving some units.
But, it you know, eventually it'll be more affordable when the technology comes out.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, yeah, like everything, it goes down a little bit. Well, except for Oculus Quests are just gone up in price $100 this last week. That's crazy.
They actually have like suits that you wear, like, so you can feel like pressure and stuff, you know? So like if he's, you know, in this running machine and he's got this vest on and he gets shot, like the vest will actually make it so you can feel like the hits on you.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So yeah, I mean, they're taking this to a whole level.
I think I mentioned this too a few weeks ago when we did our VR special, but it's kind of like Ready Player One. That's kind of the gear, the accessories they sold in Ready Player One for like force feedback.
Yeah, and that Ready Player One, I mean, it's not fantasy. Like, that's actually going on right now.
It's starting to take shape.
Yep.
But with that, I believe we got our next game queued up here. If we can go and switch that. We referenced it a little earlier. We saw the footage of it a little earlier. We're going to be playing World Class Track Meet. I'm going to get this. There we go. Run cartridge. World Class Track Meet. And the one we saw on the footage was for the 100-yard dash. Real quick, two players can play at the same time. Or we could go, one of us can go against computer. I don't know. Paul, me and you want to give a quick demonstration, go against each other here? I mean, Katie can take on winner?
Yeah, me and you, and then Katie will take the winner.
Okay, yeah, so... Okay, so yeah, it's doing a little dash here. And we had it, they recommend to take your shoes off for this here. So hopefully the power pad is still not acting up on us here, but we'll give it a shot here. But all right, so 100-yard dash.
Oh my God, I don't even know if I'm ready for exercise.
Okay. Here we go. Oh yeah, I should probably. Should I do that or should I do the Blackwood in studio view here?
No, let's. Go with the pad.
Go with the pad. Okay.
We can back it up a little bit too, so we can see us.
Okay. So, 100-yard dash. Oh, we could do. We'll do what? Two players.
How's that look?
Oh yeah, there we go. All right, one player. Up.
That sucks.
Oh, I am wearing my socks.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Should we spin this thing around though so we can see the TV?
Oh, yes. That would probably.
All right. Okay, so what are we doing?
I think we just watching the video. I think it's the middle buttons. We got to do like this to get our hurdles going. So.
Oh, we got hurdles?
Or not hurdles. Or to get the actual dashing going. Okay. All right. Once we get this to... Start through. Okay, I think. Was it three? I think we gotta wait for him to do the gunshot. Or maybe. Maybe? Maybe? Come on! Why aren't they going?
Maybe your thing isn't working.
Yeah, maybe the power pad's on the fritz.
Plug it back in.
Yeah.
See if that'll work.
Plug it back in. The beanbags did too much damage to it. All right.
Well, it's only 30 years old.
Yeah, that too, yeah. It was working just a smidge earlier there. All right. 100-yard dash. There we go. All right. Oh, hey, there we go.
Oh, God.
Boy, I think we gotta wait to go until he fires a gun, or it's a foul.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he gave us fouls. Alright.
Suck!
Don't suck! Alright, wait for him to do the gunshot. And go!
Oh my. Can I record this?
Yes! Come on!
How far is it?
100 yards. Oh, did you win? Oh, I think so. Okay.
Wow. That is hilarious.
Oh, you're going against the computer, I guess. I'll take the credit. Go, Paul! Woo! Don't suck! Yes! Alright. 100 yard dash, 11.02 seconds.
Most running I've done in 10 years.
Yeah. There you go. Pro runner. Alright, 100 yard dash. I don't know how to get it up to two players there for whatever reason.
You're on one. There you go. All right.
Select. All right. Two players. Oh, hey, there we go. Now we got two. Okay.
Keep drinking those bushes.
Yes, water. Yes, good old water. Breakfast of champion.
Never mind.
Breakfast of champion. Okay. Okay, here we go. Two players.
There you go, Katie.
All right. Come on.
So weird.
The middle two. All right. I think I'm positive. Oh, wait. 100-yard dash. Two players. There we go. Start. Wait for him to do the gun animation to go. And go. Oh, wait. Go. Oh, wait.
You guys,
I think we're
fouling out.
All right, wait. There we go.
Okay.
We got this. Don't suck. I think I'm ahead. Baby. Come on. Whoop. Oh, don't stop.
You gotta finish.
Oh, I thought it just stopped.
Finish line's right there. There you go.
Okay.
Woo! All right.
Okay.
Paul and Katie, it's to go now.
All right. Bring it.
God. We need victory music.
Remember, don't jump the gun.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. Maybe. All right. Two players. There we go. I'm going to hit start. Got your victory music here going. Wait for the animation and go. Oh, wait a second! What's this? You dirty cheater! Wait a second, Katie still got the lead though. Anybody's game. Finish line should be just ahead. Katie Stouse with the victory! First rule, what's the first rule, Pixel Pros?
Don't suck! Or cheat!
Or cheat. Oh man. Paul was a little late on timing the that is a old
unbelievable. I was not expecting that. Cheater.
That is Yeah, long-time NES players may recognize if they play their power pad. That's the way to get a quick early victory in. Yes.
I'm pissed when you go that you stooped that low.
But it
did
not,
still got beat.
It was still not enough to stop the 100-yard prowess of Katie.
Yeah.
Katie's like, don't even think about
I'm
it.
Pissed.
But you still won.
Yes, I did.
So, yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, and the Mario Kart victory music. So, yeah, that is world-class track meet. And actually, there's we'll let this go in the background because there's an interesting little history of this game. Do you know this is the most valuable game on the NES?
Really?
No.
Not this version, because this game first came out as... This is the exact same game, but the only difference is the title screen, world-class track meet. It was first available on the Nintendo as Stadium Events, released by a different publisher called Bandai, and they actually made the power pad, but they called it the Family Fun and Fitness Pad. It had a slightly different color scheme. You can look it up online. But Nintendo liked the design, and they're like, hey, let's make this the Nintendo power pad. So the game was only available on store shelves for like a month, and then Nintendo got a hold of Bandai and said, hey, we want to buy it, get the rights from you, and rebrand the game. So they took all the copies of the old Stadium Events off shelves, this same exact game, just a different title screen with the name of the game. And so the game was only out for a month in the early, like, 87, 88. And so it's very hard to come by. And that's why there's stories of this game. The few times it comes out online goes for, like, tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Really high.
Wow.
Yeah, most expensive. Really most expensive NES game. This one, but I got this at a pawn shop. Really good condition, too, but just world-class track meet. If you get the world-class track meet version, it's just really common, like, not even $10. So, but yeah. And it's also available in that 3-pack I was mentioning too. So yeah, that is world-class track meet. Do you guys want to show off your dance skills and dance aerobics?
Katie can.
No, I'm good.
No?
No, I'm
I got
good.
All the Power Pad games. All of them. But actually, yeah, dance aerobics went AWOL. It's somewhere around here. But yeah, so that is our Power Pads. But I think world-class track meet worked out a little better there than the old beanbag toss.
Yeah.
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 All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, before we get things going here with our quick takes to wrap up, we're going to give a shout out to an awesome event coming up here in Grand Forks, the Greenway Takeover Festival, where it's brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shop. It's coming back to downtown Grand Forks on September 8th through the 11th. You'll hear live music from the Gear Daddies, Mae Simpson, Big Head Todd, and the Monsters, the Yonder Mountain Sting Band, Cuckoo Kangaroo, Manic Drive, and more. Enjoy food, games, beer, and music. It's free before 6 p.m. and $10 after. Bring the whole family for 4 days of absolute fun. The Greenway Takeover Festival is September 8th through 11th, brought to you by H&B Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. Find out more by going to greenwaytakeover.com. Now, for a second there, I almost misread the ad. At a quick glance, I saw it's free before 6 p.m. I thought it said free beer before 6 p.m. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that would be something. But, yeah, greenwaytakeover.com. Check it. I went there a couple of times over the years. And it's like, yeah, very, very reasonable prices to see bands live. And they get, like, you saw the list of bands. They get some nice acts out there. So.
Well, and it's really cool, too, because, I mean, you have these this big concert venue, but it's, you know, out in the park. It's not like in a concrete parking lot or in a stadium. It's, you know, you're out there in nature on the Greenway.
Yeah, and a ton of drink and food vendors too, all the specialty ones that you're used to seeing by the town square there on weekends. They'll be there, so lots of good food and drink options.
They do a really good job with it.
Yeah, so we'll wind things down with our quick takes for the week here. Just what we plan, big weekend plans, just funny moment from the past week here other than the our Don't Suck Power Pad adventures. Katie, we'll start with you.
Camera. There we go. Racing tonight as usual because that's all I ever do on Friday nights. And I get my lake cabin tomorrow again for the last time.
Last week, well, late maybe. Weekend adventures?
Yeah, I said that last time, which was like a month ago, and I guess I'm going to go back. So,
any epic plans for the lake this time? You're going to get your jet skiing on again?
Probably. Yeah. I'm sure I'll be able to take that out again. I did last time. And
wakeboarding?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of complicated with because we have a boat, but it's not my boat. And I don't know how to drive a boat, and they would not let me drive the boat if I could.
You're like, I'll figure it out. Exactly. This is how green buttons go, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I got the jet ski last time, our neighbors, so that was cool. And yeah, float in the water, get burnt. Not to the point where I'm Or I get sun poisoning.
Literally or metaphorically?
Literally.
All right.
I got sun poisoning last time when I was in Orlando. So wear sunscreen, kids.
SPF. What's your SPF recommendation?
Oh, I don't know.
For me, I always go like 70 or 80, super high SPF. Got to ensure no burn. Yes.
Yeah.
Paul, quick takes.
I don't wear sunscreen. I just fry. I'm good with it.
Yeah, same.
I like turn my skin into leather.
I know I've actually worn less and less in more recent years. I think running more, I think it's got me more used to being out in the sun, get higher tolerance for it, but I know you got a big week ahead for you.
Yeah, going to Itasca for 7 days with 3 kids and the wife.
Woo!
We'll see how this goes. It's the longest camping adventure we're going to attempt. So hopefully we don't run out of food or, more importantly, beer.
Swimming every day, right?
Yeah. It should be a good time. I think the weather's supposed to be really nice. And, you know, we bought this camper last year, so it's pretty cush, you know.
This will be putting it through the paces.
Yeah, it's got a TV and a fireplace and fridge and all that good stuff. So it's not like I'm really going to be boondocking it.
You'll have Wi-Fi in there all set up. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the plan.
Maybe we'll have you Bluetooth in for some shows?
I could try.
Yeah, we'll get it worked out here.
Yeah, no, it should be a good week. It's first vacation I've had in probably like 5 years. So
vacations are fun. Yes. I know I got a mini one coming up in a couple weeks. Any big gaming highlights? I know we kind of, after the show last week, we tried to, I think we touched on it on big screens a little bit, but we tried to beat Shredder's Revenge after the show last week.
Yeah, and I mean, actually, that really, it sparked something in me, because now I want to build an arcade machine for the studio.
We were looking at some options earlier today.
Yeah, so I want to bring the, you know, the old X-Men and Ninja Turtles and everything and you know, go retro with it, bring it back to the old school, and have it set up here in the studio so everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you see all those cool options you can do. You can load them up with games.
It's just not the same playing it on a controller as it is when you're playing it on an arcade unit.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but for me, it's not the same.
You get that since the actual mashing buttons is way more replicated with the actual arcade cabinet than with the controllers, absolutely.
Yep.
Any other quick takes for the week?
Hopefully we just survive the week, I guess.
All right, for myself, I'm continuing my very, very slow progress around Wake, about an hour a week. And then other than us just evil Shredder getting the best of us in Shredder's Revenge last week, that was a lot of fun. We played a couple other games there, too. We busted out that racing game called, I think it was just called Grip, right?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, it's. I looked up the game because it was a spiritual successor. I read the developers were a huge fan of a kind of a lesser-known PS1 racing game called Roll Cage, where it had same concept where you could race in circular cylinders and race on walls sideways. It could be very, very... If you can't handle the fast speeds and visuals like F-Zero or Wipeout, this game is definitely not for you. But Paul and I had a blast doing split screen.
Yeah, that was fun.
And Go ahead.
I'm not a big fan of... So one of the things that kind of turned me off to it, though, is like how easy it is to like go through everything without crashing.
To be fair, I think we were playing on the lesser difficulty tracks.
Oh, okay.
I think there's like easy, normal, and hard ones. I think we were playing on some of the easier ones because it was a while since I threw it in. I remember like some of those harder difficulty tracks. It was like that Switch racing game we played, Fast RMX, but, where you could easily wipe off to the side and stuff like
See, that's the thing that I mean, though. You know, with the ones that we tried that were harder, the way that you would die is you would like go off the track. You know, you'd like fly into the air, kind of like Rainbow Road and Mario Kart, which drives me absolutely bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
I hate falling off of a track and then having to come back on. And I like more of the realistic aspect of like hitting a wall or hitting a car.
Yep.
Type of deal.
Oh yeah, and there's options there to play with weapons or without weapons. So if you want to get some like Mario Kart style projectile weapon combat in there, that's in there. I ended up playing it for more at home that night last week because I'm like, wow, this game's, I forgot how much fun this game was, and revisited it for about another hour and a half or so. It made some more progress in the career mode, unlocked some stuff. Yeah. Grip is, definite recommendation. A lot of fun. But then other than that, did Bonfire last night with my dad. That was pretty good. Got a I guess he really wanted to, you know, we had those crazy storms like a week and a half ago. So he had a lot of just like small twigs and branches piled up. And he's like, I need to burn these. So just stop on over and we'll do a bonfire. Burn all these twigs and branches and some other stuff too. He made like the most amazing chili dogs I ever had too. I was kind of showing Paul before the show. He oven baked chili dogs. I never had them before. So he found this recipe online. And yeah, they were the real deal. They were amazing.
Yep, I want that recipe.
Yeah, Dad, hook me up with the recipe. I'll be getting a hold of you after the show here. So, yeah, and yeah, I'm going to be meeting up with some friends tonight. We're going to continue our adventures in that game Quarry I talked about a couple weeks ago. So, kind of like that game Man of Medan and Until Dawn, same developers, kind of survival horror, but with Freddy the Jason type twist, with a bunch of annoying teenage counselors, and yes, guide them to safety throughout the end of the weekend, see if they can survive these madmen that are after them. So with that, unless you guys got anything else, we'll wrap this sucker up. All right.
Have a good weekend, all.
Yes. So a reminder for other GFBS programming this week. On the latest big screens and TV streams, we cover the films Vengeance and the TV series Terminal List. And Young Rock, Ikki Ichabod, was a guest, and he covered Young Rock. And I guess speaking of Ikki Ichabod, on tonight's episode of Weird Cinema, we'll be covering the family-friendly weird movie. So if you want to ease your kids into the world of weird and scary movies, check out our review tonight for the movie Goosebumps, based on the hit book series. And make sure to check out yesterday's Dirty Thursdays. It had on A-Mod late model driver Dustin Strand. And always get up to date on the morning updates every weekday at 9 a.m. with John Roberts. So with that, we want to give many thanks again to today's sponsors for Back the Badge Ride with the Mayor, the second annual Back the Badge Ride, Circle of Friends, and the H&B Sound putting on the Greenway Takeover Festival. So many thanks to Paul.
Yep.
Many thanks to Buent producer Katie.
Didn't suck.
Yep. Yeah,
she did not suck today.
Did not suck. Yes.
Well done. Well played.
We will see you next week where, you know, I get it. I just kind of wrote this in the notes. I'm going to bring this up to you before the show. You guys... I remember you guys mentioned for an idea. You said you'd be down for some Minecraft on a future episode.
Not me.
Maybe Minecraft. Katie, I think you said you're up for it, right?
Oh, I don't know how you do that.
Oh, I'll figure it out. Minecraft is split screen. So I'll test some things out. Maybe we'll do it, maybe not. So tentatively, Minecraft, maybe for next week. We'll see. Tune in next week to find out if we'll actually play it or not. Maybe. We'll see you then. Goodbye.